The small store is called Nature's Products. It's in a neighborhood with a lot of abandoned buildings and storefront churches. When you walk inside the store, the smell of incense clings to your clothes. Green plants hang in the windows, and there are jars and jars of bulk herbs lining the shelves. Gary Wantage opened the store 30 years ago. He's always been interested in natural healing techniques and herbal medicine. Now, that all might sound New Agey, but this place is not New Agey at all. The reason Wantage opened the store in his hometown of Detroit was because he wanted to help the people who lived there.
In a lot of urban areas, people are very limited on resources. They're limited with money. They're limited with shopping resources. And this was one way that I tried to give back to the community.
Wantage says that one of the main reasons he stayed in Detroit is because of his customers. They're some of his biggest teachers. Many of his customers are older African Americans. They came from the South to work in the factories during World War II. When they came, they brought with them a cultural knowledge of herbs and natural healing techniques. One of his customers is 72-year-old Faith. That's her legal name, just Faith. She grew up in a segregated farming community in Louisiana. Her father was a farmer, and he taught her all about herbs.
I am the youngest child of all, so I'm the baby. And I often he would often let me ride on his shoulder. And sometime, you know, I'd be saying, "Papa, what is this?" And he would tell me what that was. He would tell me, you know, we'd be walking through the fields, and he would tell me what that was, and he would tell me different things, what you use this for, what you use that for. I had 100 questions. Boy, I was a kid, I had 100 questions.
She says back then, everyone knew about the herbs, and everyone used them. At that time, people who were poor or black or who lived in rural areas did not often have the option of going to a doctor. And so they turned to the plants and trees around them for medicine. And they developed a great knowledge about what did and didn't work to keep people healthy.
Now, the pine tree was used for many things because it's one of the things where you get turpentine from. It was definitely used for healing. And we use turpentine for sores. Anytime, and it works today. If you get a cut and you put turpentine on it immediately, soon after you hit it, it will never be sore.
Herbs were actually our first form of medicine. That's what Susanna Zick says. She's a naturopathic physician who teaches at the University of Michigan. She says we have a collective knowledge about herbs that's thousands of years old. She says when you compare that to what modern-day science knows about herbs, it's not much of a comparison.
In a sense, we have just a tiny little window that science shows us as compared to the long use.
Zick says we could learn a lot from these folks and the knowledge they have. But not many researchers are studying people like the customers here in Detroit.
I think that we can actually learn what herbs they're using a lot of and what for, because I think those are probably the ones that would be of most interest. In particular, it's a good question, too, if they're using them with conventional medications. It's for safety issues. But also, if this is their primary health care for some of them, if it's working, then this is a very inexpensive way of providing health care for people who might otherwise get none.
Everyone we heard from in this story said the same thing. For us to have good health, the old-school ways of healing can work hand-in-hand with modern-day doctors and science. But the people who know about herbs are growing older, and they're dying. And their knowledge is dying with them. For the Environment Report, I'm Kyle Norris.